And then their whole thing with me is like, we want to torture you. Mm-hmm. That's what they say. And
torture
then,
daddy.
So as I'm doing that, my face is like dug down like this. And then I just feel like I feel something against my forehead. And as I feel it, because I'm huffing and puffing, I take a deep inhale. I'm like, oh. And I push back, and it's my three-year-old's asshole. He had sat right here.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless, when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to your mom's house. The situation in Ukraine continues to escalate. We'll be going into great detail today, what the Kremlin has to say. Of course, midterms are coming up. We don't know. I don't give a fuck. So, no.
Who's farting? That's really what we care about. Who's on the talk?
Got some people getting really hurt today for you. Some real crazy people. And then two outliers are kind of stopped. Well, that's actually next week. But, you know, we got a lot of stuff to show you. A lot of fun stuff. And great stories. You know, some amazing things happened over the last few weeks.
You know what? I'm sick and tired of hearing about these amazing things.
Oh, you are? Why?
We all know what the amazing thing is.
You've
been bragging about it nonstop. It's your new best friend, Brad Pitt.
First of all, to say we've been friends.
When?
For a while.
When did you start being friends with him?
He calls me all the time.
I love his bucket hat. Is that a Kangol or
no?
Burberry?
No.
Burberry?
I don't know. We didn't get into it.
It's really key. Only he looks good in a bucket hat. He could wear a fucking toilet lid on his head and
calm
he looks
down.
Good.
He looks fine. He looks like a normal guy.
Look how excited he is to talk to you.
Yeah, he was pretty excited.
What was he saying to you right there?
You're the best. No one's better.
I mean, that's a look of genuine joy on your face. Very rare.
I know.
Birth of our children, not that face. Wedding day,
well,
not
to
that
be fair,
face.
Our kids don't look like Brad, you know?
That's true. Look how happy. You're genuine. Oh, look at you laughing.
Yeah.
Even now, your smile is kind of pointed down. Like you're forcing the smile right now with me.
He was like, what are you doing after the show? I go, I have another show. He was like, you can't come out with us. So, anyway.
I mean,
it was just a lot of fun. I mean, it was just like, he fucking hits me up constantly. But
what do you guys, just tell me what it's like. Like, what do you talk about? First of all, I mean,
he sends me memes. He's like, is this funny? And I'm like, I guess, you know, I'm not a real meme guy.
Do you want to go, can we tell the whole story? Like,
yeah, he's like, hey, your shows are sold out. And I go, no shit. And then he was like, how can I get in? I go, you can buy a ticket. He's like, yeah, but I don't, he was like, I don't have Venmo. Like, you know, I was like, what? And he goes, well, I mean, how do I get the ticket? I go, bring cash. And then.
You made Brad Pitt pay for tickets to see you?
I made him pay over the face value, too. Because I could have made some real money on these. So I was like, you gotta pay for it.
Dang. And he still likes you.
Yeah. He invited me over. Yeah.
I don't even know you anymore. I feel like this friendship has gone to your head.
Oh, whatevs. We're going to go. I know we were going to do something with the kids, but he and I are going to do something spring break week.
What?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
He's a huge fan of like the South Pacific. So we want to do something.
Excuse me?
Like Fiji, something like that.
Okay. That's really far. Babe, our children miss you. They don't really see you a whole lot.
Yeah, Brad misses me too. I'm not going to not be like a good friend to my friend, you know?
I thought we were going to go to England this summer. I was going to celebrate the Queen's Jubilee. It's her platinum.
You can. I'll set that up. But all you have to do, I'll call the Queen's office and get you in. But I mean,
excuse me? What do you mean you'll call the Queen's office?
Me or Brad will call the Queen's office.
Oh my God.
And take care. You'll get set up.
Who are you?
I'm very famous.
I mean, suddenly this new friendship has really changed you. You've changed.
Well, when the biggest movie star in the world comes to your show, you're a little different afterwards, okay?
Okay, I guess.
Like, you see everybody else in that picture?
Yeah, I do. Are those even your friends anymore?
No, I was going to tell you that. I stopped being friends with all of them.
You stopped being friends with Ryan Sickler, one of your oldest and dearest friends?
He understood. He told me after. He goes, I totally understand. Delete my number. That's what he texted me.
What about Agent Jeans? Are you still going to...
He's going to go...
Is that David Tell?
That's Dave Oken. That's my tour manager.
Oh.
He's allowed to stay on. And Agent Jeans I'm working with as he continues to bring in work.
Is he still? Yeah.
Yeah.
Look how close Agent Jeans is to Brad. He's never been that happy too.
He's
super
happy.
Agent Jeans is pretty contained.
By the way, everybody, like, so he came to the early show.
Brad.
On Saturday, Brad did. And then.
B-Dog, as you call him, right? What are your nicknames?
I call him BP, and I call him
BP. Yeah.
I call him B Pizzle. Bradley.
It's too bad he's so ugly.
I call him Pit Stop.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's pretty dope, actually.
He's 58.
Unreal.
Yeah. He is 58 years old.
Fucking real.
It's weird when you're like this far away and you're like, you've been watching someone in movies for like 33 decades. You know, you're like, Jesus Christ, man. I told him the story of seeing Legends of the Fall, because I told my sisters he was coming, you know, and I was like, when we were in, we moved to Milwaukee in, I think it was 93, maybe it was 91. Anyway, one weekend, we would always go to this one movie theater, right? And we're picking movies. And at that age, you know, you kind of, you know, what do you want to see? Let's go see this. And you kind of agree on things.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, we want to go see Legends of the Fall. And I was like, I don't want to see Legends of the Fall.
Yeah.
See this fucking homo with
chick
his
flag.
Shirt off and his beautiful
he
hair.
He was fucking beautiful.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was like.
Look at his face.
Look at him here. Oh. And that hair.
Oh.
And so anyway.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, right there.
I mean. He's all smelly and like, so I'm a stinky, you know.
Like ranch hand.
Yeah and I'm like, can I lick your sweat? Can I lick your bod clean?
And by the way.
I lick his nuts dry. Tell him.
So, we're in that movie and I'm watching the movie with like my arms folded. I was like, this shit's gay.
Right.
And I'm like focusing on Anthony Hopkins. I'm like, well, at least there's a fucking real man in this movie. And then, it's 94. God. I think it's, 94. So then I'm like, I go, why are we watching this shit? You know? And then, like, just because you two can flick your beans for a whole fucking hour and a half. And then I think it's that he gets word that his brother died or something.
Oh, no. I remember that
part.
Yeah.
He breaks down. Like, And he's a phenomenal. That's the thing that I wasn't even appreciating at the time is how good of an actor he is. So I'm watching this movie, and then Maria's like, "Are you crying?" And I was like,
"Shut up!"
I was like, "Shut up, you fucking bitch!" But what I remember is that this is the truth. That's the first time I cried in a movie.
Legends of the Fall. And did you tell BP the story?
Yeah, I told him. Yeah,
and did he call you a?
Yeah, he was like, I knew you were fucking gay, dude.
Yeah.
He was.
He's like, I'm not a fan anymore.
No, he was laughing. That's what he. Him and Alia were laughing at that.
So I too have a Brad Pitt story. You know,
here we go.
As a hardcore goth girl growing up, I didn't permit myself to like him in mainstream roles, and then he did Interview with a Vampire.
Mm-hmm.
and all the goth crowds, we were so upset that it was Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt playing vampires.
Yeah.
How dare they?
Yeah.
These posers, these weekenders, they're not even goth.
Yeah.
And look at him. Same. He stole my heart.
He stole your heart in the movie.
He stole my heart. And
because
my soul.
The thing about him, here's the truth about really good looking people.
Oh my God.
There is an overabundance of them, really. There's tons of good looking people.
Sure.
There's
not
the
like
difference.
That.
No, the difference is the talent.
100%.
You could find somebody who's gorgeous.
True.
You know, you could find a million of them. You could find them on Instagram. But like when they're really good looking and talented.
And charisma.
That's the rare.
I mean, even this dog chow, Tom Cruise, next to Brad Pitt, Tom Cruise is like minced meat, right?
But like you see, Chuck. How many people are at this level of like those combinations? You got Brad Pitt.
No, highest echelon of show
me.
Business.
I'm trying to think of other people.
Okay.
I don't know. But like, there's not that many people, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I know. I understand. It's cool.
Like to the bow thing, you know what I mean?
You know what I like about him is he is so humble. I don't sense that he has a big ego whatsoever.
Actually, he seems like the way he comes into a room, because you know your effect on, like I remember this story from
you know how
Joey
effect,
Diaz.
You know this. Every day when you walk into a room, you
well, yeah, yeah, yeah. But I mean,
women are swooning, these, and vomiting everywhere.
These icon level people. It's like Joey Diaz told me that he did that movie. It wasn't it didn't turn out to be like a big box office, but he was with Robert De Niro, right? It's this boxing.
Yeah.
It's like this.
Mm-hmm.
One of those, De Niro started to make these fucking weird movies, but he's like, you know, so the first day, he's like, Joey's supposed to be reading the paper. And then he's sitting on set in the chair in the gym, right? In the boxing gym. De Niro's going to come and do this thing. So they're just doing like the walkthrough, you know, like blocking and everything. And at first they have like a stand-in guy for De Niro, you know, like they do for those actors. And then that guy leaves and De Niro shows up. And, you know, you're about to shoot a scene with Robert De Niro. And he said that De Niro's first thing is that he put his hand on like Joey's shoulder and said, it's okay. It's okay.
I know I'm fabulous. I know you're shitting your pants right now.
Yeah. But he did it in a way that was like, don't worry. Like, this is going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right. You know? And I was like, well, he goes, because he knew that I was like, like, how do I do this with you? He's like, it's all right.
And now you have that effect. No. Is that what he said? Anyway, and now you have the Brad Pitt effect.
I've been having it.
Yeah.
I mean, I notice it. So now I tell people, like when they meet them, a lot of times they go, it's going to be all right.
It's okay.
It's okay.
And they're like, I'm that good looking.
They're like, what's okay? I'm like, you're going to be fine.
But
he came in like a normal guy.
Yeah.
He came in like he was the fan. So
let me tell you, I think what was so sweet, because you came home and you told me the story, and the way you described it was like he was a little kid meeting
so like I see Dave Oaken, because he goes, he's 20 out, he's 2 minutes out, and we were all like, what are we supposed to do, just stand here?
Well, and there's security too, like his security team comes, so you know,
and
what's
then
happening.
So then I see Dave walk in, he goes like this, and then he comes in, he goes, I go, I can't believe I'm meeting you, man, I'm such a huge fan. I was like, yeah, me too. And then
he was eating?
No, he wasn't eating, but he was like, this is just what you do? Like, because we had, the Laker game was on. Like, we're in L.A.
Yeah.
And I had music playing. I have, a Bluetooth speaker. He's like, you just listen to music and watch Laker games to prepare? I go, yeah, I'm prepared. And he's like, you don't have to do anything? I go, I've been on tour for 5 months. It's all the preparation. The show's ready to go. And he was like, oh, man. And then we just, like, shot the shit. Like, you know, talked about...
Pussy. How many chicks have you been with?
Well, you know what? I asked him. I was like, what's really going on?
What's the body?
How do you look like this at 50 fucking eight? And he goes, you want to know the truth? I said, yeah. He goes, my body never has come in it.
Yeah.
Like, it always is gone.
And we've had this theory.
Yeah. So he goes, the problem, he goes, you're aging because your body's holding on to all this cum. And he goes, mine is always out.
It's a constant cum-free environment.
Yeah.
The free radicals in cum.
The cum wrinkles you.
Yeah.
And
I believe
he's like, look at me. I was like, you look like you're 30. He goes, yeah, there's no cum in me at all.
Oh, my gosh. He
goes,
so...
how many times do you come a day? And I was like, I don't know, maybe once or something. He was like, oh, I come 6-7 times a day.
And it's not from his doing. Like,
no.
Just 6 or 7 different
broads.
No, he
goes, I've never touched my penis.
So he is 58. Yeah, what if he's never masturbated?
Yeah,
he's like, since he just, his first time with Oregon, like, was another person.
The last time I masturbated was the last time I took a commercial flight. It was 1987. Right. I'm like,
right. Oh my gosh. I mean, yeah. He is 58.
Yeah, look at him.
He looks
fucking,
it's fucking
40. Crazy.
Yeah, he's ridiculous. And like you said, too, this star quality, it's funny because before I was in this business, you grow up watching movies with people and you think to yourself, I could do that. Mm-hmm. Oh, I could act. I could fake cry. No, you can't.
Nah,
no, you fucking can't. And there's a reason that guys like him sustain their careers over decades, and he looks that way. That is a genetic marvel.
He is
the guy, and he's not from show business, right?
No.
Like, he's a normal
from Missouri. Yeah. The other thing that's
amazing,
I'll tell you, that's also rad is that his stopping by, you know, he probably, so he came like 15 or 20 minutes before the show, something like that. Yeah, like 20 minutes before. And we hung out, you know, in the dressing room, and I took some pictures, and then we just kind of shot the shit. Mm. And then I walked him backstage, and I did I introduced Ryan. And then, Ryan, by the way, hold on, I gotta stop this. Wait, remind me of the Ryan thing in a second. So I introduced Ryan, you know, mm-hmm. and then the house goes dark. And then I go, you know, they're going to walk you to the seat. And I had my security guy walk him to, you know, take care of him. And he watched the show, and then after the show, a lot of times I've had celebrities at shows, they leave. They're like, oh, they took off, you know? And you're like, oh, okay. He stayed for the whole show, came back after the show, said, you know, like, rave reviews, was super generous, and then he was like, all right, we're gonna go. And so we walked them out to the garage. That was the early show. After the late show, we were all, and I'm talking about, like, my crew, right? It's me, Sean, Ryan, Dave, Keir, Mark, like, that's who I roll with on tour. We were all like, don't you still have, like, kind of like a buzz going from that?
Aww.
And everybody did. Everybody was like, isn't that cool that, like, the world's biggest movie star was here tonight?
Huge.
Hanging out. And it like, the next day we did Long Beach, and we were still like, isn't that great?
Yeah.
Like, everybody loved it. Everybody
well, I
loved
didn't
it.
Even get to be there for it, and I'm so excited just hearing.
The best part. This is actually the best part. My cousin Jeanette came to the same show.
Yeah.
And I didn't let her know that Brad was there.
You dick.
So this was the best.
Yeah.
Brad comes back. Well, Brad's first hanging out, you know, and then after the show, I walk him through this tunnel and we just say goodbye. And here's the garage. As I turn around, they go, hey, you have is your cousin Jeanette? She's upstairs. I'm like, oh yeah, bring her down. She comes down. I go, guess who just left?
She's like, what?
And she's like, who? And I go, Brad Pitt. She goes, shut the fuck up. And I'm like, no.
Yeah,
and then everybody
yeah.
starts going like, yep. And she's like, shut up. And then Sean brings out his camera. She's like, why wouldn't you let me know? And I go, I did let him know. I let him know, and he didn't want to meet you.
That's such a shitty move.
Yeah. And then I sent her pictures the next day of Brad and I, and she was like, honestly, you're mean. I was like, well, he really didn't want to meet you.
Wow.
No, so Ryan, let me tell you this before. So Ryan, at one point when we're about to start the show, I go, how can you go anywhere? To Brad, right? I'm like, how can you go anywhere? And he goes, check this out. So he has the bucket hat. His hair is tucked into it, right? Because his hair is actually longer. Mm. And he tucks it in. Got the jacket, and then he has like one of those full face masks. So the mask, when he goes, check this out, he puts it on, and it covers from here, but also his entire face. Like, it
that
covers
beautiful
him.
Face.
Yeah, it's completely. All you see is this.
Those beautiful
you just
blue
see
eyes.
This.
Yeah.
And then he goes like that. I'm like, yeah, man. Actually, I have no idea. And then Ryan goes, looks like Chad Pitt.
You said it to him.
Yeah.
Did he laugh?
He goes, Dad, looks like Chad Pitt. Yeah, he laughed.
The bucket hat.
Like, the super famous, the masks are the best thing ever.
Oh, I bet.
This guy's going to shows and
he's
like.
He's free now.
Yeah. He can't go anywhere.
He doesn't want this pandy to end.
No.
Wow. And how upset is Bert about your new best friend?
He texted me first, Brad fucking Pitt with like 8 question marks. And he goes, why was Brad Pitt at the show? What happened there?
I'm so jelly.
He's like, why didn't you call me? And I go, dude, that's all. We talked about you the whole time. He goes, really? I'm like, no.
But that would make it okay if you did talk about Bert the whole time.
Oh, yeah,
Bert would feel so much better.
Did you see what he did on Instagram? He reposted all my photos and he added audio. So like it's like this photo. And he's like, wait, you're friends with Bert Kreischer, aren't you? And then the next photo, he was like, man, that machine story is the best story ever. And then he goes to the one with the girl, you know, and she goes, I've never heard the machine story. He's like, tell it, Tom, tell it. And I'm like, yeah. And then I said, this is Russia, bitch. And then they're like, oh, that is the best story. I love the machine.
That girl is on Arrested Development.
Yeah.
She's like a child actor. She's
yeah,
very
she's
funny.
Great, really, really good actress. I fuck up her name. It's Alia Shaw. What is it? She's tagged in the previous photo.
She's super funny.
Yeah, hit that.
And can I tell you what I like is that Brad Pitt hangs out with like a funny
Alia
lady.
Shawcat. Yeah, I always fuck up her last
name. I love that he hangs out with like funny girls. It's cool.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll hang out with like funny middle-aged married girls with two kids. You can
do it. I don't care.
Do I have a pass for Brad Pitt?
Yes. And I want fucking details.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would let you have gay sex with Brad Pitt.
Yeah, I don't think he'd be into that. But
I don't think he would, but
if you want to like keep him drained because he's like I got to stay drained, then
do you like good movies? Do you like my actings?
Yeah, I'd be like if he's like you want me to keep making movies, then let me fuck your wife. I'm like, okay. All right. Let's start this.
Okay.
Let's keep the theme going with another super hot guy. Ready? And here you go.
Hello, excuse me. Can I talk to you, please, girl? Life feels like hell without a girlfriend. Someone to talk to, always think about, to make me a better person, and to bring the best out of me. And to enjoy the best forever young years together. Go on adventures, drink, have passionate and hardcore sex every day and every night.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Pretty cool.
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
I like his
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura. And
Christina Pajitsi.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Meow. Come in your eye?
Yeah. Good job.
Good job, mommy.
Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift, and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part, figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer peace of mind with every purchase with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. I know it can be overwhelming. I've been in that position, and what you want when you're getting to something like jewelry is an expert to help guide you along the way. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee. And just in case you're not satisfied, there's 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
This guy is so hot.
How fucking rad is that?
He's everything I wanted you to say.
Yeah.
Do you think you could do this?
I could definitely do this.
Because I'm trying to sweat, girl. I want to lose some face fat so I can look sexy. Oh. There's nothing wrong with being horny, girl. It's part of life. Everyone's different.
Different.
I get horny fast, girl.
Yeah. He's very direct.
I like it.
I like that.
Dude, I'm telling you,
you're not like, what's he into? What's he all about? You know?
But I like that this sense of urgency. Like, it looks like he had to pull over on the side of the road and make this video immediately. Yeah. He's like, I need to get
Oh, yeah, there's cars driving by. Yeah. And it's intense eye contact.
Yes,
real intense.
I like intense.
Yeah.
I got a thick and pink dick. It gets hard like a rock, girl. I want you to jack it off, baby, and kiss my neck area, girl. And I'll kiss your neck area too, girl. And play with your hair, girl.
Okay.
And grip my hands on your thighs, baby. And rub it up and down.
I think he lost me here.
Oh, yeah, a little too much?
Yeah.
Glendale Gary.
He's definitely from Glendale. I was going to say, this guy's, he's Armenian, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
If I know my my Glendale tribes. Right? He's definitely... Mm. Glendale Armo.
Starts nice, right?
It starts sweet. And
can I talk to you, please, girl?
Please, girl. Nice. Can I talk to you for a minute? That's your homeless guy voice.
Can I talk to you for a second, man?
That's 100% how they approach you. Can I talk to you for a second, man? You're like, no.
Yep.
Please don't fucking talk to me, bro. Do it again. Do it again. It's so much fun.
Can I talk to you for a second, man?
Can I talk to you for a second? Yeah, he starts off sweet, and then I like his necklace. I like the Mercedes emblem.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I'm not against mixing brands. You know, if you want to wear Adidas and Nikes, like, that's fine. I think it's a little curious, maybe, that he wears his Mercedes medallion, but he drives a BMW.
How do you know that?
Because I've seen, I've watched some videos. He's fucking,
you've done a deep dive on him?
I mean, I've watched, he's very, puts out very cool. Can you pull up his page? Because, like, that's a, you know, he does, he has a lot of videos, you know?
Yeah. Well, I don't like when he talks about his thick pink dick.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
That only gets you a certain, I think you should keep, you don't want to go totally blue.
Right.
Right? When you're.
Well, the thing is that girls are generally, we don't want to hear, like, my thick pink dick, my big fat balls or whatever. Like, we're not. So that's why I like the stuff at the top. Like, yeah, pay attention to me. Show me you love me. But then I don't want to hear the details.
Right. He could have just been like, we can take a magical trip, girl.
Yeah,
like, all that.
Metaphors. That's why the Beatles were so successful. I want to hold your hand. It's code for
but
I want to
jack
eat your asshole.
Jack my dick while you're, yeah.
Wet ass pussy. Like, it's too much. Too far.
Too much.
Too far.
Yeah.
Because how many songs, I know you listen to music that I'm not as familiar with. Like, a lot of the female singers will be like, sex with me is so amazing. Lick my pussy up and down. Lick it till your tongue turn doo-doo brown. Like, that's for the men.
Your tongue should not turn doo-doo brown from licking the pussy
brown.
Up and down.
But are there male singers that sing like this for women, this graphically, that are successful? Because they're always metaphorical. Like, R. Kelly was more metaphorical,
no,
right?
No, he evolved or devolved. Yeah. He was always
a cool guy.
Pretty direct. You know?
But was it, I want to eat, lick your pussy and...
My
big dick and all that.
He got into, like, fucking, straight up fucking songs, you know?
Cool.
Yeah. But yeah, you're right. There's a little... It started a little bit of metaphor. Your body's talking to me, you know? That stuff was like... That's not as direct. It still has a little bit of a layer of imagination.
Sure.
But he got pretty racy later. Yeah.
Oh.
And there's definitely more. I mean, a lot of the guys that kind of like sing rap. You know what I mean? Like, it was, they used to be separate. It was rappers and singers, and now they, like, kind of, a lot of them do both.
Yeah.
They'll get super, today's music is way more vulgar, you know?
Yeah. Is Drake, does he sing about pussies?
He sings about pussy a lot, but I mean, I don't think he's, like, he's not as X-rated with his lyrics usually, you know?
Wow.
Like, he usually kind of...
It's romance.
Yeah, or, you know, even if it's about sex, it's a, there's some metaphor there.
Look how smooth his skin is, though. Is that a filter?
I don't know.
He looks very smooth.
It's really smooth, actually. Like, almost seems like, how could you look like that?
I know.
I don't think it's a filter, though. Huh?
Makeup.
Yeah, yeah, maybe he's wearing makeup.
Yeah, yeah, some dudes.
Hey, girl.
He's definitely, he looks like he's like on Topanga Canyon, like he pulled over or Malibu or something, I want to say.
Yeah, this guy's been, he's been posting stuff for a while.
Mm.
And it always has a similar, like he has his lane. Like, you know how Unk Shine does his thing?
Yeah, I love
he
these
guys. He
does
his thing, you know what I mean? This guy, he does his thing too. It's like his look changes a little bit more. But if you go to the top there, that top row, like just start with like that three, that second one in from the left, you know?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Yo, his beard gets darker and darker.
Life feels like fucking hell without a girlfriend. The best forever young years of my life are wasting without a girlfriend. No one to give the love in my heart to.
Mm-hmm.
I only want to think about her every day and every night, girl. You're going to be the most important person in my life, baby. It's
still very loving.
I like
need
it.
Sex, girl.
Uh-oh.
I get horny fast, girl.
Uh-oh.
Same thing.
Uh-oh.
Let's every day and every night, girl.
Whoops.
In my car so I can lose face fat.
I said that
so
again.
So I can look sexy.
Same.
So this is serious.
We're going to be lovers at first sight and love forever. Even. All we need in this world is each other, girl.
Yeah.
Fuck what others think of us because life's just a fantasy.
You know what I like
Nobody
about him?
Nobody in this world is...
No blinking.
Yeah.
He just did that, like that fucking bitch from...
Yeah.
What's her name? The criminal one, the Centurion with the blood, drawing blood on the dot. You know, that crazy bitch Elizabeth. What's her name? She just got convicted.
Yeah.
Ethereon or...
Yeah.
She does.
Thanos or whatever.
Thanos, yeah.
Elizabeth Holmes.
Elizabeth Holmes. I think we have another cool guy.
This
guy's...
Yes.
Where's his guitar riff, dude?
He gets it.
We got to make room for him on the wall. Yeah, this guy's outstanding. Yeah.
All right. Let's hear it.
This guy's the best.
Fuck you, please, girl.
Yeah.
I'm alone in this world without love.
Yeah.
I saved the love in my heart 30 years
a real
for you, girl.
Where he goes from sweet.
Yep.
Hello. Excuse Horny. Me.
Hello. Excuse me.
It's nice.
Hey. Can I talk to you for a minute?
Can I talk to you, please, girl?
Can I holler at you for a second, man?
I'm alone in this world without love.
Yeah,
I saved the love in my heart 30 years for you, girl.
Okay, next
one. And then it goes different.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh.
No, nope. Switch. Just want us the Godfather. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
We're getting to listen to
Here we go.
Excuse
music.
Me.
Yep.
Excuse
¿Cómo
me.
¿Cómo estás, señorita?
Oh.
Can I talk to you, please, mamacita?
Ooh.
With all due respect. I'm alone in this world without love.
There you go.
Without a girlfriend.
Again,
I deserve a girlfriend.
He's got to pull over on the side of the road.
So we can enjoy the best forever young years together.
Freeway vids.
Make memories. Go on adventures.
Yes.
Have passionate,
hardcore
sex.
Yeah.
Every day and every night. I love sex, baby. And kiss my neck area, baby.
While you jack me up.
And I'll kiss your neck area too, girl.
Okay.
And play with your hair, girl.
Okay. On the freeway.
Yeah.
That's so loud.
Hello, excuse me.
Now, if you go,
hello, excuse me.
Go back to the wide angle. I want to see where he shaved here in the middle, second row.
I have to like take him in. I can't.
Oh, it's a lot.
It's
a
like
lot.
It's so good, babe.
It's pretty great.
I'm alone in this world without love, without a girlfriend.
I'll tell you this.
Someone to talk to.
He looks better with a goatee. He looks better with
a
goatee.
It's a whole. Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Can I talk to you for a minute?
Yeah.
The goatee is an identity. It's a whole identity. You hear me?
Yeah.
This guy doesn't have any personality. You put that goatee on him, and now he's got swag. Like, he's got a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing.
There's no thing here.
Here's what's really remarkable.
Oh, this is a good one. I like this one.
I didn't realize that, like Unk Shine, if you go to Unk Shine every day posts, like, 45 videos a day and a still or two. But he has a rotation. I'm gonna bite your ass. I'm gonna eat your drawers. I'm gonna suck your titties. I'm gonna suck your feet. I'm gonna meet your girl. How you doing, girl? I'm gonna suck your ass. I'm gonna bite your ass. I'm gonna eat your drawers. I'm gonna suck your. Like, he has his like cycle.
Yeah.
This guy is. This world is lonely without love.
That's his cycle. the premise. The world is a lonely place. Yeah.
And it just goes, and then he's just like, we're going to have hardcore sex.
Yeah.
I want to lose face fat. Yeah. Like he has his go-to lines.
I like it. The premise is the world sucks without you.
Yeah.
I'm miserable without a girlfriend. Let's be our forever young years together.
Let's just see what Unkshin posted today. What did he do? Yeah.
He's up to 26K followers.
Yeah. Taylor. You don't think I'm going to eat your ass?
Oh, there we go.
Well, you got another thing coming. I'm going to jump on your ass. Straight up. Yeah, like some rice and gravy.
Oh.
Uh-huh. All.
And you go to the next one?
Taylor.
Feet, right?
Probably
down to her feet. Yeah.
Gabriel.
Gabriel.
You and your friend.
You and your
friend. Yeah, and Taylor and her friend.
Oh.
Y'all come to Miami Moon. Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Let me tell you something. Glendale Gary, is that his name?
Yeah, I mean, that's what they're calling
him. Here's my prediction.
Yeah.
This guy is going to unfold like an onion, like the layers to him. This is a guy, I am fascinated. I am enraptured. I have to know more.
Yeah.
What else is he posting? Can we do a little bit of a deeper?
I think it's mostly that kind of stuff. I can't imagine that he really, scroll down like, whoo. What about that? The one you were just on there. Yeah. What's he saying there? Oh, the music. Okay. God damn it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. This guy is, and he's real.
He's a real guy. Yeah.
Love, girl. Lovers at first sight. Forever souls in this universe.
Yeah.
And make Armenian babies one day.
See, I told you, Armo.
Have my Armenian babies, baby girl.
I think.
I want a horny girl, baby girl, so we can enjoy life together.
Now he ruins it for me. I was on board. Can I tell you what ruins it?
There's nothing wrong with being horny, baby girl.
It's part of his speech.
Baby. I don't like the horny and the kissing. And he doesn't kiss right. He goes.
Yeah.
He doesn't go. That's how you make a kiss.
I bet. Being locked in a car with him would be kind of scary.
So scary. I would not want to be with him.
I'll tell you what, you have a pass for him too.
He's not sweet. Oh, thanks.
You have a hall pass.
He's not sweet. This guy is. Yeah.
How far down does it go?
Criminal vibes.
Is this one of the.
Wow. Fucking hell.
Can you pick a random. See, like third in from the left. Right there, yeah. What's going on there?
Girl, baby girl, so we can enjoy life together.
Same
message.
Same. Scroll down.
This is amazing.
How about the first one?
This is amazing.
Yeah.
You please, girl, cause with all due respect, it's Marcus here to walk you on the girl, cause.
Oh.
I'll make you happy, baby girl. You're gonna be the most important person in my life, baby girl.
818.
With all due respect.
He's got a do-rag on.
He knows how to, like, smooth you up first. He's like, with all due respect, I respect you. I want love in my life.
Yeah, and I buy it, and I'm in. And then it's like, I know you're horny. I'm horny.
Yeah.
I want to put my dick in. Like,
What's going on with that Asian girl in that post? Is that, like, just a photo of someone?
Talking to my fans.
Oh.
Say it, say it.
With all due respect.
Oh, so they're fans.
We are.
He's got fans.
Go, come. Hey, baby girl.
Hey, baby girl.
Yeah. So
hey,
he's got
baby
fans.
Girl.
They recognize him.
Mm-hmm. Hey, baby girl.
Yeah.
Who's that guy? Remember, he was like, that teenage boy. He was like, hey, baby girl. I just want to love you, baby girl. You're my everything, baby girl. Remember?
I remember.
He was like, it was so hard to watch. Remember?
And this is a good look for him, by the way.
No, that one's a good one.
That's
he should have kept his hair.
Yeah, and the beard.
And I like the slick back.
The close beard for him. It's a good look.
Because here's the deal, man. He's a very typical Glendale Armenian guy.
Yeah.
This is like the stereotypically Armenian look.
Yeah.
Go with this, bro. Like full Adidas.
Tracksuit
homie. Yeah. And like keep this Armo look and you're going to meet your Armenian queen, dude.
There you go, bro.
Like Kim Kardashian, bro. Like that's the girl.
What's he say here? The same thing, right?
I don't want to know, dude. I don't know.
Baby girl, let's fall in love.
Okay. All right. Just making sure. Just making sure.
But that's the secret to the cool guy we've deciphered.
Now there's a cool guy.
Is you can never digress from the message. Don't you ever stop.
Isn't it impressive, though, how much they stick
one
to the
track,
message?
2395, apartment 2C.
Yeah.
It's the same repetitive. Same I'm horny. I want it. I'm horny.
I'm going to eat your ass. I'm going to eat your drawers. I'm such a titty. Yeah. Yeah.
It's the best.
Yeah, and then this guy, hey, girl, I want to make up to you, girl. Yeah, I think I would I like that he stays with his message.
Good morning, Julia.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the
me,
same.
Me, Joe.
It's me.
Yeah.
What kind of guy you getting?
There's different kind of guys.
Repetitive.
Is there any lady out there that can stand with honor?
Oh,
forget about sex. Oh, get sex. To know somebody first.
Get to know somebody.
Quit sorry. Flashing your shit.
Oh, yeah, he hates that.
You're showing your ass, that your shithole. You're showing your maybe whatever, and you're showing your milkies.
He likes that, though.
He's
we all know what
you.
The anatomy is. Well, at least I do, because I'm old enough. I don't rightly give a fuck. I want to know what's up here
sure.
and what's in here.
Oh, okay.
And then that is what makes the other stuff okay.
Okay, so what's the racket?
I just want one. It'll stand by my side like a guy. Be a friend. Be loyal. I will be to you. But other than that, don't fucking hit me up thinking I want sex. Fuck that. I'm done. I haven't had sex in 5 fucking years. All right, guys. And I don't care. I can do it my fucking self.
Very cool.
It's kind of a mixed message here. It's like,
it is. It is.
I thought at first that's how he gets laid on TikTok. He's the guy that's like, I care about you, girl. What's inside of you?
I'll tell you what I think this message is.
Yeah.
I think it's a lonely guy who is just trying something impulsive.
This is
the message.
As is always. It's yeah. That's always a thing. Like, yeah. I'm super fucking fired up, horny as shit. I'm going to try this.
I believe that he's not horny. I think he's more
desperate
and frustrated. Like, yeah. I haven't been with, forget actually. Sex with someone. I think it's not about the act of sex with someone. He hasn't been with someone. You know what I mean?
Like, could you imagine not busting a nut with someone for 5 years?
No.
You can't even go like 5 days for you would be like tragic.
It'd be bodies just you would torn be, up.
Yeah. You're such a maniac.
There's dead women all over the country.
You are a cum hound. That's not the right way to say that. Uh-oh. You are a cum blasting hound. Yeah. You're not cum into
blaster.
Cum. You're a cum blaster.
Yeah, cum hound is.
Yeah, you eat
searching
the cum.
For it.
Yeah. A cum dog. Remember our cum dog?
Yeah, I wanted to keep one. Yeah, backyard.
You
wanted
a backyard cum dog.
But I mean, like tied up. You know.
Yeah, you don't treat her like a person.
No.
Because if I'm too tired,
she has
to
one of those
you.
Like water things that you hook up. You know, and you lick, but it's all full of cum.
Oh, like yeah. the hamsters?
Yeah.
They go, yeah. That would be so. Oh God,
we could do it.
Do you think someone could live on cum?
No.
You don't think all your nutrients are in cum?
I don't think so. I mean, again, we could probably find someone that wants to try, but I don't think we should.
Right now, somebody out there, you know that guy.
Someone at Watcher, and I was like, "Yes, you can."
Well, because there's that guy that's like, "I eat raw meat. I eat curdled milk."
Yeah.
And there's somebody out there right now that's like, all you need is semen. All you have to do
for
is
sure,
live on cum. Cum shakes,
some,
cum omelets.
It's always like the, you know.
Can you live on cum? Here we go. There's about 5 to 7 calories in the average teaspoon of jizz. It only contains zinc, fructose, sugar, protein, and a couple of other bits and pieces. The average male requires between 2,000 to 3,000 calories per day. That's a lot of cum. You'd have to drink your semen around 286 men per day. Or you'd have to milk like 286 dudes. Easy. Easy. We're in a city.
Yeah. You could do it. You could do it. There's the you know the type of person who says there's you can live on all the cum you need? You wanna know who does that? It's this type of person.
My name is Alice, and I am a barefoot crunchy mom. While I have yet to step in anything sharp, I know that one day I inevitably will step in glass. And it will hurt, yes, but not as bad as the severe foot pain wearing feet prisons has caused me. I am on a mission to live the one life that I have been given to the fullest. Were we not wearing feet prisons, we would experience the world mostly through our feet. Wearing shoes is like wearing a blindfold or noise-canceling headphones. Think about everything you're missing out on when you wear shoes, especially right after it rains. I choose not to wear shoes for the same reason I choose not to have epidurals or take Tylenol. They want us disconnected from our mind, body, soul, and the earth so that they can sell us products. If you think this video is weird, I would like to ask you a question. Who are you living for? Yourself or to appease advertisers and make other people more comfortable?
Okay.
You know, not...
She, for sure, is like, you can live on semen.
She's doing it right now. Not everything is a capitalist conspiracy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not they. Who they, sweetie?
The people that manufacture feet prisons.
Right. Not everything in capitalism is inherently the devil.
Have you tried Ultra Boosts? They're pretty nice.
Yeah. I mean, a foot prisons, Tom.
I mean, I don't know. Shoes feel good.
I love shoes.
Yeah. I get it. It's nice to walk barefoot in the sand and the grass. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. In stores, I'm like, nah, I want shoes on.
Bathrooms, especially.
Or how about like a real nice, comfy pair of sandals? She couldn't get behind those.
Those would be half foot prisons. Like,
right.
Even
but they're
open Birks.
Yeah.
Some smelly open Birks for her.
Yeah, she could do that.
Yeah. And I mean, it does worry me that she's letting her 1-year-old walk on gravel and like.
Oh, she's going to raise that kid too. Yeah.
Because in parks, there's all kinds of shit. In the sand and the heroin needles and
of course.
Crazy shit. Like, that's course. Okay. Well, I hope she gets jabbed by one of those needles.
You hope, huh?
Gets AIDS.
It's a nice hope.
Yeah, I nice do. Wish. I kind of do. She's like, I know one day I will inevitably step into a sunshine glass. And like, not just the glass,
it
sweetie.
Will hurt, but not as much as foot prisons hurt me. Okay. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. You know what it kills me too about these people? Is like they're poo-pooing everything that's awesome in the Western world.
Yeah.
Until they need it.
Until they need it.
Hey,
yeah.
Sweetie, wait until your vag gets a yeasty. You'll want to have that antibiotic. You know what
sure.
I mean? Or like
wait until you're trapped in a cave in Thailand.
Don't
then who are you gonna call?
Talk about this.
Huh? You're gonna call a couple of cool Western guys.
Thank you, by the way. I didn't even thank you for last night, 9:30. Usually is my bedtime. And you go, oh, no, wait, I've got this great documentary I want to show you. It's the National Geographic. And I look and the cover is like undersea diving, I think. And I was like, oh, cool. I love the ocean. I want to learn about diving.
Yeah.
And a few minutes in, it's like, and then the Thai children were swept into the cave and they were there for 18 days. And I was like, what are you doing to me? You totally bamboozled me. I was so fucking fired up from this. I had to take Xanax to chill out. Because the horrible images of these poor children in a cave.
Yeah. It is fucking crazy. Remember the Thai soccer team story from a few years back where these boys and their coach had gone into the caves, which was normal to do in this part of Thailand. And they shut the caves down in July because that's when the rainy season begins, right?
Right.
Monsoons.
Right.
And they fill up with water. Well, they were in June. So they hadn't closed off the caves yet.
Oh.
Big rain came. And these poor people were missing for over a week. I mean, they're missing obviously immediately, but a week before anybody actually found them, these divers. What happened was, I mean, I don't want to give away the whole story. It's a well-known story, so you know they were rescued. But the Thai Navy SEALs and like all these like military divers, they're not cave divers.
Well,
they're divers for...
Let's be honest, the Thai military?
Yeah, the Thai Navy SEALs.
There's no Thai military. That's American.
No, they're...
I know, but what do they really do on those guys? You know what I mean?
The whole point is that these guys that are Navy SEALs from any country, while they're specialists... And they're special forces, and they know how to dive, and they're great swimmers.
Yeah,
they're not cave divers.
It's very specific.
So the people that actually are like the most important to this entire rescue operation are private citizens. They're hobbyists. They're people who dive in caves for fun, and we're talking about like the openings in some of these caves. They have to slide their bodies. It's the shit that would send most people into, you know, like a anxiety like episode,
it's horrible.
Right? And these guys are like, this is what I do for fun. So the military has to end up tapping private citizens to go like, How would you do this? And those guys become instrumental to actually rescuing these. It's a fascinating story, and how far these guys have to swim. This is not just like dive down the cave and there it is. We're talking about 2.5 hours out and 2.5 hours back. And you have to rescue children one by one. That's the one part I don't want to give away. I mean, I'm sure you can read about it if you know, but it's so fascinating. It's on Disney Plus. It's a really good doc. I mean, it's really, really well done.
Yeah, when you watch them, they're like, I started cave diving.
They're all like weirdos.
They're all introverts.
Yeah, super introverts, and they're they were bullies, but I blocked them out.
Yeah, they're so cute.
Yeah,
and this one guy goes, well, I was so afraid of losing my precious cargo, meaning the child he was carrying. He's like, what if he didn't survive? I'd just have to start drinking.
Yeah,
and then what did he say? He goes drinking and. What was the second part to
that?
Yeah,
like going off.
I was drinking and going
off the rails.
Going off the rails. And I thought, well, that is a very specific worry. And I totally agree. I love the nerds, by the way.
Me too. They're great.
You know, they were so.
They were all great.
Courageous. And can you imagine you have this weird hobby
and that I love
you think
that
nobody cares
all
about.
Socially awkward. They're like, I didn't have any friends.
No.
And like, I was never picked for. I was always. They all said they were horrible team.
Team players.
Like,
yeah.
They were like, I was. The worst football player, cricket player, yeah.
And then they get the call.
Good at diving, though.
Yeah. And they,
alone.
You got to see, there's this great footage of one of the guys, and he sets up a camera, like a GoPro, I guess, or whatever, as he's going. Remember that one scene?
Mm-hmm.
And he's through like a slimy, narrow entry, and he's just like, how the fuck?
And you're underwater.
It's bananas what these guys are capable of.
You realize that most people just be like, and you just like panic and die.
I know.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
And these guys are like, this is fun.
Yeah.
I enjoy this.
It was a great story. I do appreciate that. But whenever there's children involved, I immediately like, I can't take it. Yeah, there it is. Cave diving.
Dude.
But seriously though, be honest with me, Tom.
Oh, no. Yeah.
That's
no.
what these fools are doing.
No.
There he is. There he is.
Mm-mm.
Isn't that one of them?
And imagine that's not underwater.
No.
That guy's just. So imagine with a mask and they're like.
No.
And then if you're like, if I do get stuck, I'll just drown here.
Well, and not only that, they were saying that the.
Holy
look
shit.
Look at this. The diving equipment.
Take it down. I don't want to see this.
It's horrible. The diving equipment isn't just like a regular scuba dive equipment.
No.
This guy would like handcraft. The tube or the thing that needs to, and then they say that he shows up in Thailand, the first guy, the best diver in the world.
Yeah.
And he shows up with a homemade oxygen tank. And they're just like, this guy's going to save the day.
And he's got old wetsuits. Yeah. And they're like, what's going on? He's like, I'm the world's best cave diver. Yeah.
But how cool is it that your odd hobby, which is what they said, they're like, I have the weirdest hobby. Nobody cares. Nobody
saves
likes
lives.
It. Saves and is like the biggest thing ever. It was so sweet to watch. It was really a gut-wrenching, emotional story. Like I said, really cool before bedtime to traumatize me.
Now.
But please be honest with me.
What?
Just hear me out.
What?
You're in a cave.
Stop.
Who do you want to save you?
And here we go. So, Valentine's Day. We just passed it.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. I hate Valentine's Day.
I know.
I actually greatly resent it. And
I do too.
Yeah.
We have a long history of not giving a fuck about Valentine's.
But you know what's nice for you?
What?
You're with somebody who's not a big fan of Valentine's Day. But because you have a public presence, other people find it in their hearts to want to share a Valentine's message with you. So you have a couple admirers of the Brad Pitt-esque type who sent messages to you.
Oh, goody.
Let's see what we got here. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Good morning, Christina P. How are we doing this morning? I love you, my queen.
Oh, that's
time
nice.
To get up. Time to put them feet on the ground. Let's take off running.
The message repeats.
It is going to be a beautiful Wednesday morning.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you're having a wonderful day. And just remember, the king loves you. King will always love my queen. my big-breasted animal queen. I love you, my queen.
Yeah, that's
Tom,
really nice.
You take care of that queen. Okay. I'm counting on you.
Thanks, man.
I'm counting on the King's Army to rise and take care of that Christina P.
All right.
She is the number one queen.
That is such
I love you guys.
Lovely message. Thank you, Steve. Good. I like that you, how you filmed this. Looks good.
Let's make some videos. I want to see them. I want to laugh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm always flattered to be the object of his affection. I know that there are many women vying for his attention. And the fact that he chose me to make a video.
Makes you feel good?
Makes me feel really special.
Guess what? He's not the only one thinking about
what?
It.
What?
Yep. Check out old Big Dog Law here.
Oh.
And yeah.
Very nice. Now,
P, if you'll be my Valentine and show me how those big tits fart. To ask Christina P.
Isn't that nice?
That was really nice.
Will you be his Valentine?
I would be his Valentine.
That's Big Dog Law. He puts out some funny stuff.
Yes, I'm familiar with his work on The Talk. I've showcased him a few times.
He has an interesting physique.
Mm-hmm. What are you trying to say, Tom?
Just, it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's curious. Mm. Sort of like the Thai military. You know?
USA.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. You're in the cage.
Okay. So.
Who do you want?
What?
Now, what about Chris Larson? Has he done a monthly post? I'd really like to see what's coming on in what's the February post for people who have not missed it. Old C. Lars does a monthly post, and that we always look forward to them because he has such great insight. Wow.
Exactly. That's, the same.
That is a great. Yeah. He's got a similar thing going on to our. Glendale Gary. Okay, let's see what C. Lars has to say.
Hey, everyone. Happy Friday. hope your Friday's good. The weekend's coming up, so hope your weekend's good, too. weather's getting a bit cold down here in Texas. We're having a bit of a winter storm, so make sure you stay warm.
Yep.
If it's cold where you are.
True.
Yeah, so anyway, quick shout out to Jade's friend, Brandon. Brandon had COVID last month, and so he's just recovering, and I hope you're doing better, Brandon. Hope COVID wasn't too bad for you. Yeah, anyway, it's February, so Valentine's Day is right around the corner, so make sure you plan something special for your significant other. And if you're single, just make plans with, like, your friends or something, because it's nice to see your friends no matter what day of the year it is. Yeah, so hope everyone's weekend's good, hope everyone's Friday's good, and I'll talk to you later.
Thank you so much for this, Chris.
Bye.
Good job.
He always blesses the timeline once a month.
Once a month. What I like is he offers advice for those who are single for Valentine's Day. Maybe you don't have somebody. You should see your friends. It's always good to see your friends.
That's true.
Have a good weekend. Have a good weekend.
Seeing your friends is important. It's very important to see your friends.
It's very important.
Yeah.
Well, he's gotten really good at these, and he had a fan going. Mm-hmm. In the background, too.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's upped his game.
Showed me that he put some thought into this one. I like it.
Sure did, babe.
Yeah.
Sure did.
Stay warm, guys. Everybody out there. If it's cold, especially if it's cold where you are, stay warm.
Stay warm.
Yeah.
Sound advice, babe.
It is.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We did another viewing, another doc. We saw The Tinder Swindler.
Oh, it's so good.
It's really fantastic. It's really good. The thing I like about it is you know there's a hustle going on early.
Yeah.
But you're not exactly sure what it is. Like they keep the tension in it. It's a documentary that follows a guy who you it's established very, very quickly that this guy is hustling, conning women in some way, but you're just not entirely sure what the hustle exactly is.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it, I mean, it's because of how it unravels on the show. That's the guy, Simon. He changed his name to Leviv. His real name was Shimon Hayut, but then it went to Simon Leviv. Very cool guy. Very, very cool. Definitely is worthy of a. He's banned from dating apps. Oh wow.
Oh well, that's one positive because he's actually Simon. He's not in jail.
You deserve it.
He only went to prison for like 5 months too. So
yeah,
he's
pretty
out.
Cool.
He's out and he's out dating.
I think con men are really, they are fascinating to study a con, you know? Like how it's effective, like a really effective one. You're like, wow, like you really are so capable of tricking somebody like this, you know?
Yeah, and you think like, what is it in the women? Like, what is the human need that the con addresses? Because all good cons, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they're meeting a human need, and that's why you go against your better judgment.
Yeah, you, I mean,
you,
yes.
You act in ways any rational, sane person would not because of the emotional need there.
I mean, this type is the type that his con involves getting you emotionally attached first.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't work without that. So it's like, I love you. Here's, you know, like, I'll show you how much I love you. Emotionally connecting.
Yes.
Then the person is like in. And then you go, now I need favors, you know.
That's true. Even like when you think of a Bernie Madoff, right?
Yeah.
His con was competence, mm-hmm. right? I will take care of you. Maybe he was like, I will do.
And then he became so in demand that he would turn people down.
Right.
And it would make them want him to accept him more.
Exclusivity.
Yeah. So it's like, I'm kind of like, we're right. full. And he's like, please, I beg you, please.
Let me, to take the my money. So with the perception of like, him right. being the hot shit,
yeah.
being competent.
Yeah.
And then you think of, I had another one too in my head and I forgot it.
Nadav? No, somebody else?
No. What are some famous cons?
I don't know. Madoff is definitely the most famous. He's the one that did the biggest one ever. Ponzi schemes, you know?
Well, I just think the love one is fascinating because you trust somebody and
they toy with them. That's the thing is that it's particularly cruel. You could tell, like, when this documentary starts, you know, there's this one girl who, like, you can tell she's sweet, you know?
Yeah, like vulnerable
yes.
and really wants love. That's her want, is to be loved.
Yes.
As everybody, but I think she was really, and really adept at these apps. Like, this wasn't her first time on the app, so.
No, they're not, like, totally naive.
No.
But they're falling for the bait.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is the bait hooks them. You know, in his case, he was showing his lifestyle, which was like out of this world. You know, he was
right because he had his bases covered. Where if you researched him, you Googled him, he had pictures.
Yeah,
there he is on the yacht.
He's
there
on the
he
website
is,
on the jet. Yeah,
he's with his dad. He's famous, rich dad. It's like, well, then surely this checks out. But is it that it's not even that hard? I guess to Photoshop and create a whole identity.
It's I mean, you got to be really committed to your con. That's the one thing is, like, they always say this with criminals, the ones who really put this effort, you're like, you're smart. You know, you're an intelligent person, and you put a lot of effort into doing this. But, and I remember that, I forget who it was, they're like, why wouldn't you do it, like, do the straight way, like, put all this effort and smarts into something legal.
Yeah.
And like, there's no thrill in that, though.
That's the sick part, is that the difference between these guys and, like, a CEO of a corporation.
Yeah.
Like, you're pretty intelligent. You know how to motivate people to do things that are against their better judgment a lot of times. You know how to organize people and come, like, you've got really good skills.
Yeah.
But the sickness is this guy is, he likes the game of, like, oof. I don't know. I guess he has no conscience. All right. These guys have no conscience.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about, like, hustling someone, you know, any?
Yeah, of course. Jeez.
What, me?
Yeah.
I mean, I hustle, like, corporations, not people.
Hustle corporations?
Yeah, I don't steal from fucking people.
No, I know. I didn't think you steal from them. But, I mean, like, you know, how do you build confidence?
How do I build confidence?
In them. You know what I mean? Like, do you, like, get them to, you know?
I mean, to do what?
To buy that you're somebody they should trust.
To buy that there's somebody,
like, you
that
have
I'm
line?
Somebody that they should trust. I mean,
this guy would, you know, he would take them on his jet. He'd take them on his yacht. You know, would you, like, go out there and just be like, meet someone, just be like,
hot sauce is the best.
You know what I mean? Like,
bro, listen, man, I don't know what I did to you. You know, I feel like I worked real hard here.
You do work you really know? Hard.
I fixed a laptop today.
You
before
did.
Before we shot.
Before the show, you I know.
We got to squash this, man. It's keeping me up at night. I think about it. I'm like, is it, does he not like hot sauce
enemy,
that much?
My enemy, enemy, my enemy. You know what I was thinking? Can we do a hot sauce tasting where you actually rank best hot sauce?
Yeah, we could do that. I'd be down. I like hot sauce. It is legitimately the best.
You have to tell people what this is from, because we
did an episode of Two Bears, and Bert loves hot sauce. And at one point, I guess he was talking about how much he and he said something, and Bert didn't hear because he didn't have his headphones in. So when he plugged him in, he goes, I couldn't hear you. And then he just goes, I was just saying, you know? I was just saying.
Hot sauce is the best.
And so
what?
So then I just said.
Exactly. And what?
And then I said,
and what?
Hot sauce is the best. So now it's my favorite thing that he's ever said.
You think, you know? It was, like, stupid the way he said it? Like,
it wasn't stupid. It wasn't stupid the way he said it. It was just, you know, it's just one of those things that I've latched onto, and now I'll never let it go, you know? This is what it's like to be friends with me. So now it's just,
that's,
you know.
That's nice. Hot sauce is the best. You know
what I mean? What is your favorite hot sauce?
I really hate this. I hate this so
well,
much.
Being sad, this is a serious discussion.
Yeah,
I'll tell you mine. I like Cholula. And you got me to try Cholula Green.
I like the green. I like the green.
That's good. I don't like Tabasco. I think it's dog shit.
Yeah, Tabasco sucks. I mean, I like, I keep forgetting the name, but Bert said it, and I said I never had it because I don't remember the name.
El Yucateca?
Yes, that one is so
That's your favorite?
Yes,
is it super strong?
So it is
you
strong.
You like really hot sauce.
Yes. I had
well,
trauma as a kid.
Just so you know, this whole thing is just starting. This is going to really grow.
Great. You, bro, I was having like a nice weekend, and then you texted me as I was just chilling in my bed, a voice message. I'm like, I swear to God, there's no way that he's still holding on to this.
And what was it?
And I played it, and you I just sat there looking at my phone. I'm like, what? What could I have done to this man? Like, did someone lie to him about me? Like, that I wronged him in some way?
Oh, shit. Oh, I'm so excited to tell you what I have planned.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's for any.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah, it's good.
Uh-oh, look at the look of terror. he doesn't like it at all.
You're
he doesn't
like
want
it.
A surprise.
You're going to like it.
All right. I'm still going to work here.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, all right. And he has the same fear of abandonment that I do. We go to catastrophe. See, he thinks you're gonna fire him.
What?
Yeah.
He always does.
Yeah, you know, you guys know that, man. Yeah. You guys saved that fucking the spot, or what is it, the damn serious reveal?
Yeah.
You saved that for me when I was alone. You're like, guess what, Annie? You just remember? Sat there and looked at me. Like, just really drawing it out.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, and I said it. It was like in front of everybody. I'm like, really in front of everybody right now? You just going to do this?
Yeah.
Oh, like, here's a display, a public execution.
Yeah, that was the whole joke, because he has a severe fear of that.
No.
Every time. Nadav will come into a room and shut the door behind him. I'm like, what
here it is.
Like, here we go.
Benny, I got something to tell you.
I want to laugh.
I want to laugh.
Yeah,
hot sauce is the best.
Okay, so
I love working here.
The best.
Hot sauce is the best.
Hey man, you know we never did that tennis match. That's what we need.
You're
to
right.
Do.
You're right.
We did a tennis right. match.
It's true.
Oh, no, please.
Please no. She's like he will break.
Yeah, don't not please. No more physical matches, guys.
You told me I have to watch. I have not seen this confrontation at a drive-thru. So
I think you're gonna love it.
It's multiple parts.
Yeah,
it's pretty long.
Yeah, it's three parts boiled down into all those clips.
Okay, here we go.
Freaking out over a cheeseburger at McDonald's at 3 a.m, making everyone fucking wait. You're being a dick, bro.
Until I get my food, they're not letting me pay with card.
They're not letting me pay with card either. Shit happens.
Guess what, buddy? No one's moving.
So then wait in the fucking parking lot. Holy. Fuck you.
You're a bitch.
Okay, I'm a bitch.
Yeah, because you've got to record everything to feel good about your life.
Because you're just being a fucking asshole. Look at the fucking line behind you.
Guess what? I ordered food. I waited 40 minutes.
So did all of us. Now no one can order food. Now everyone's fucking sitting and fucking waiting because...
What did you say?
Now everyone's fucking sitting and waiting because of you.
You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I waited 40 minutes in line. I'm not leaving until I get my food. Just because you record it on your phone doesn't make you cool.
I knew this was
LA. Until they take my legal cash payment.
Your fucking EDD card?
Yeah, exactly. I'm not leaving. You think you're cool, dude. You think you're cool. I get it. You were picked on your whole life. You're bullied.
This is
your dad abuse you? No, I'm not moving until you give me the food that I ordered.
I gotta say, so far, I'm on his side.
I'll pay with card. I have money. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not leaving until you pay me my food. I'm not.
I'm sorry.
I waited 40 minutes.
You're not allowed to.
You're not allowed to move because I waited.
I can't move. Is what I can't do.
No, because I waited so long.
Everyone is punished now.
Yeah, everybody is punished.
Yeah.
Oh, what did he do there? What was that?
Then you try to. Hit his camera through the car window.
Oh, touch my car camera through the car window.
Everybody is punished.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay, listen, I know your life is sad. Mm-hmm. I know you probably were hurt growing up. I can see it in your eyes. I know.
Yeah.
And it's okay. Like, I accept you. But today, on this day, I wanted to eat. And waited 40 minutes.
I'll follow you.
And waited 40 minutes in that line.
I waited just as long
and
as you did.
I know you did.
I'm behind you.
But guess what? Are you paying card?
I can't pay card. We're in the same boat.
Yeah, but guess what?
Okay,
I was stuck in.
It won't take long.
Yeah, they won't take long. But I get it. You're sad. And you don't really have anything to live for.
Okay.
All you have is to record McDonald's drive-thru lines
on your
cell
phone. I think
it's
just funny. I think it's just a fantastic experience.
It's pretty funny. But your life is sad.
Okay.
See, like, my life is great, and I just wanted McDonald's tonight, but you're sad, and you're a eensy-weensy, tiny little man.
This makes you happy to watch this?
I like this.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying this.
I feel horrible watching it. Like, I don't feel
I'm really excited about where it's going. You know?
Thank you for the feedback. I appreciate it.
But you're really, like, what do you do? Like, tech stuff?
No.
Because your car is shitty and it's, like, from what, like, 1994?
You have a 94 Saab.
Yeah, that's a collector's item.
Oh, man.
Here's what, because he's a dick, this guy, but the guy recording really is keeping his composure in an impressive way.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the fact that he's so calm is actually, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah. And you love this, right?
I'm really into this.
Hell yeah. I know you love confrontation. This was like a primo.
Yeah.
And this is cool, and I'm sure you're going to put
you're
it
gonna
on
You're going to go viral.
It'll I really funny. Hope I do. I, dude, please, God. Oh, for the love of God, make me viral. This would be tight. McDonald's guy freaks out. It'll bring cash back, you know, the cash people out there. Listen, anybody who's watching this, cash is king. I just wanted to pay with my card, and that's okay.
What? But they don't take the EBT card.
I don't think it's an actual, I don't think he actually really heard that. You know, he's like, is that your EBT? He was like, yeah, it's a credit card. You know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought he really did have.
No.
Okay.
But you don't, you're not as cool as you think you are. Okay. What do you play, like World of Warcraft?
No, I don't play games.
What do you play? What do you do?
Not play games.
You just drive like a.
It's a 03 Ford Expedition.
03 Ford Expedition.
Because yeah. I don't want to fuck this car up. Because
you don't want to fuck this my car. Other car it's up. Not a car. This is a piece of shit.
It's a big ass SUV. I
it's
like
a piece of shit.
It.
Don't lie. And yeah, you're not doing anything bucks. Right now. You're a coward of a person.
Okay.
You really are. Okay. Do something. Like, I really wish you would, but you won't. I know you won't. You're a little bitch. And, mm-hmm. like, listen, here's the bottom line. I want my food. I deserve my food. It is my, I fucking ordered it, okay? Yeah. I waited in line 40 minutes. I'm not going to leave. So until they give me that food, I'm not leaving.
All righty.
Wow. I feel like...
God, I'm exhausted.
Yeah, I am kind of tired.
Just watching that guy.
I also feel like this, you know, it's kind of, everyone's, it's kind of relatable, though. You know? Meaning...
Which part?
You don't always hold up. You don't hold up the line like this.
No.
But the thought has occurred to you. Like, if I don't get my food, fuck everybody. Like, everybody relates to that emotion. They don't always act on it.
No.
No? You've never been, like, frustrated to the point where you're like, fuck all this?
Like, I go the opposite. I go to, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. I'm going to leave and just go die right now.
I'm not that, no. I'm saying you've never related to the emotion of being so frustrated that you're like, fuck every, like, you don't,
fuck everybody.
I'm not saying you actually hold up the line. You
but don't yeah, yes, I know. But
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but my personal go-to in this moment would be like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. I got to run away and die right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm, I
you're understand. Saying you understand his emotion of fuck all y'all. If I don't
He's
get
acting
what I
on
want.
It. I'm saying the emotion is relatable.
Yeah.
Acting
yeah,
on it is
yeah.
not.
I'm going to burn down the whole building.
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Now that you're friends with Brad.
No, they won't do it. It won't do it. Do you have the cash? Bro, I'll cash app you. For if you give me the cash, to I just want to eat, dog. Is that so fucked up? To want to eat,
He's
I wait
really taking this far.
Bro, but that's the principle of it. I waited 40 minutes in line to try to eat, and you know how this feels. I'm not trying to disrespect you guys. I'm just trying to respect myself.
You just like came and disrespected the Starbucks.
He was being a bitch and reporting me that whole time.
This is a lot. This is about to get. It feels like it's about to get violent. So, but it doesn't.
I miss
doesn't.
California. This makes me miss LA because they're so. Bro, this guy right here is just trying to fucking. Yeah. Like, it's so.
You disrespected him, Doc.
Yeah, I love hearing this shit. This reminds me of home.
Here we go.
If they really wanted to move, someone would have spotted me the $8 and I could have cash apped them. So then the McDonald's starts ignoring me
bucks.
And I get out of my car and I'm like knocking. And mind you, I'm drunk, nicotine, all this shit. I'm just like, I'm waiting in line too. You know, he was being a complete fucking bitch. So I called him a bitch and a nerd. You know, she was just working.
He was
and she probably is supporting some people in her life. She doesn't deserve that. So I do feel bad about that. I feel bad about drunk driving. But, bro, I do not feel bad about the way I talked to that guy because he was a bitch and a nerd. That guy's a fucking straight up bitch ass nerd.
Point taken. Yep. Touche. He was drunk. That's what. But
of course,
I would have if that were me, I'd be like, bro, how much is your fucking McDonald's? Okay,
that's
pay
the other
for
thing.
You.
That's
Get the
other
fuck
thing.
Out of here.
If you're one of those people behind him, you're like, this guy's an asshole and he's drunk. But I also want this line to fucking move.
Yeah,
at a certain
much?
Point, I'd be like, yeah, here's fucking $40.
I know.
Like, just buy McDonald's tomorrow too. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
I know, just to make him go away.
Yeah.
Bro,
but that, but
$8.
That guy recording was a bitch ass nerd. So.
Yeah, he was a bitch ass nerd.
Yeah.
He was a bitch ass nerd.
Yeah. Fucking dork.
Fucking asshole. Yeah, don't video it, you fucking bitch.
Yeah, man.
Snitches get stitches, right?
What is this thing that I'm supposed to pronounce? Because you haven't told me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Ready?
Yeah.
What word is this? C-R-A-Y-O-N.
Crayon?
Boom. Fuck your mom.
What do you mean?
How do they say it? Go ahead and say it.
I've always grown up calling it crayons.
What?
Thank you.
Crayons.
Annie, go ahead.
Crayons.
I mean, I used to say before we discovered the correct way to say, I used to say crayons, but
what is that? What is crayons?
It's the Queen's way of saying it. It's not American. Go ahead and Google. We did this.
Crayons.
Thank you. Crayon. A crayon.
I've never heard another pronunciation.
Thank you. And I said it that way on Where My Mom's At, and they were like, what? It's not crayon. Crayon.
Okay.
And they're like, okay, well.
Crayon.
Yeah, crayon. Yeah.
Okay, now go to the crayon. British pronunciation.
Okay.
Crayon.
And that's what they're saying?
Yeah.
Crayons.
No, crayons. I did not say crayon.
Yes, you did.
No, I said crayon. Crayon.
Crayon.
Like C-R-A-N is essentially how I used to say.
Crayon?
Crayon?
Mm-hmm.
Crayon.
And you said?
Crayons.
Crayons?
Crayons.
Crayons. Crayons.
Crayon.
Crayons.
Crayon.
I can't even try to pronounce it like that. Crayons.
Crayon.
You, crayon?
Crayon.
Oh my God.
What?
It's not. It's none of those things. It's crayon.
Why are you saying it that way?
I was born and raised in L.A. That's how Angelino say it.
Nah, bro.
Come on, man.
Crayon, homie.
Crayon.
It's very clearly crayon.
Wait, and do you want to know the worst part of their con?
It's literally phonetic.
Sure. Some words are phonetic.
So is crayon.
To some people.
Crayon.
You saw the pronunciation, though.
Mm-hmm.
You think it's not?
I think, you know, some people say you all, some people say y'all.
That's not the same.
I would just like to vocalize, I am now on your team.
Well,
and Dove, you're alone, homie.
Tommy.
Go have some hot sauce.
Tommy.
Dude.
Oh, okay, cool.
Can I tell you the best part, though?
Yeah.
Is that we were talking about this on Where My Mom's At, and speaking of conning, they convinced me that I was wrong. Because they're like, no, it's crane. It's crane. We're from L.A. Everybody says crane. And I was like, okay. And then I started saying crane. And I'm like, wait a minute. Let's Google pronunciation.
I'm not exaggerating this. I've never heard a other version of crayon ever. I've never heard it said the way that you guys are even.
Crayon.
I've never heard anybody say
that. That's not how
we're
saying it.
You're saying crane.
Crayon.
Crayon.
Wait, now you're saying crayon.
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 What, crayon?
I'm getting lost a little bit in my own head.
Yeah.
Crayon.
Do the other
crayon.
People in there
crayon.
Say it?
That's how I say it.
Do they say?
Crayon.
Yeah, how do you say it? How do you say it, Chad?
Who's that?
Crayon.
Crayon.
That's how Chad says it. Chad's normal.
Chad's
from Nebraska.
I know it's wrong.
Didn't you just say crayon?
Crayon.
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 He says crayon.
Crayon.
Crayon. He said crayon.
Yeah, that's like the British way, right?
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
Does Danny say that too? No.
I don't think so. I think he said that he said it the wrong way, the way that you and Christina say it.
Crayon.
Yeah.
Yeah, the way that everybody I've ever America. Met in my life says the word.
Yeah, everyone was saying Berenstain Bears the wrong way for a
real
long time.
Oh, my God. Wait, what is it again?
It's Berenstain.
Berenstain?
Berenstain Bears.
I was calling the Bernstein Bears. It's Berenstain, right?
Berenstain.
Berenstain Bears.
Crayons.
Crayons.
And yes, I'm a loser.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Baby, what's up, ladies?
Yeah.
My beautiful girl. What's up, girls?
Jesus Christ. Fucking.
Yeah, our words.
Talk English. Jesus Christ.
I know. It's infuriating that they also brainwashed me into thinking I was, because I was trying to be open-minded. I was like, you know what? I was raised by foreigners. I say things wrong all the time. Maybe this is combative. Maybe this is one of those
combative
chewing gum. Sun visor moments for me, and I'm open to learning.
Yeah.
It wasn't. I was right.
You definitely were saying that right.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah.
I appreciate your support.
Yeah. It's actually, this is like as like somebody's telling me that, you know, oh, did you know you've been saying house? You know what I always say hoose. I'd be like, what the fuck are you even talking about? I've never heard anybody.
Yeah.
It's never been a debate
about how to say crayon.
No, that's what I thought too. I thought everybody knew how to say a basic word.
Actually, I don't ever want to hear this argument again. It's,
I know.
It's very
stupid. It's upsetting.
Yeah, it's very upsetting.
I'm glad you agree with me.
Yeah, it's really
fucking
dumb.
Crayon.
It's fucking stupid as
do
shit.
You like hot sauce?
Dude, hot sauce is the best, dude.
Okay.
Uh-oh, I smell all a right. T-shirt.
Oh, man.
Hot sauce is the
not
best.
The, not the prove it, huh? Yeah. You're gonna leave me with the hot sauce one. Yeah. Mm,
that's right. The job. Can I hear it again? May I hear
yeah, of course.
It? What is it? Let's play the clip and like... What it's the goofiness, like he's so enthusiastic. Like, is it because he's so genuinely, he's pretty enthused, and any when he's very enthused when he does get there, it's really sweet.
It's no, it was he was genuine, and you know he was like Bert was just in one of his dumb fucking diatribes, you know.
Sure.
And then he just jumped in like, no, I agree, it is best. So then I was like, oh fuck off, yeah.
Hot sauce is the best.
Hot sauce is the best.
Wait till I show you why.
Yeah.
I can't believe you cropped that. I can't believe you took that bite. Oh, God.
There's a longer one coming.
Oh, shit, really?
I'm so excited.
Yeah. And he's so cool. He's still the coolest. It's good to see any in an uncool moment. Right?
You know, we have
he's
on,
so cool all the time.
On video.
No, not like you're trying to be. I'm just saying that you are. And yeah. We're all fucking...
Yeah, that word isn't good around here, right?
No, oh, but you're no. Genuinely cool.
No, you're genuinely, like, you are, like, you know...
You're cool,
you're
dude.
Cool.
Yeah, you're, you know...
No, you're not a cool guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop commenting daddy under my post, you guys, please.
Please, please.
So, we were home before I left.
Yeah.
And I was wrestling with our boys on the couch. You actually have this on video. Mm-hmm. We can't share it because there's pedophiles, but...
True.
It was right before they bathed, so they fucking rip their clothes off. They run around naked like psychos. And then their whole thing with me is like, we want to torture you. Mm-hmm. That's what they say. And
torture
then,
daddy.
So they jump, they kick, scratch, bite, fucking hit me. They're like, throw me. They're like, it's all like super aggressive. And so, you know, Ellis, who's bigger and stronger, he'll like hurt me. So I'll pick him up and I'll put him, you know, I'll hold him like in a grip. And I just start like squeezing them, you know, like doing pressure point stuff. And he's like, ah. So as I'm doing that, my face is like dug down like this. And I'm huffing and puffing because I've been throwing them and chasing them. I'm like breathing hard. And my head is down. I can't really see, you know, like because I'm squeezing them on the couch and I'm buried down like this. And then I just feel like I feel something against my forehead. I'm like, what the fuck? And as I feel it, because I'm huffing and puffing, I take a deep inhale. I'm like, oh. And I push back, and it's my three-year-old's asshole. He had sat right here, and I didn't see it. And I go, oh. And it smelled like a musky, like a full-day asshole. He had farted and sweat and shit in it.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh. And it burned. It singed the hairs in my nose. I was like, oh, my God. Like... 10 minutes later, I'm getting ready to just jump in the shower, and I'm like, I smell it. Like, I can smell it. It's still in my nose. And I've never seen him so happy.
He was thrilled. He was laughing so hard.
He's like, I rubbed my ass on you. Like, yeah, I know you did.
Yeah, they love to rub their, because the dog does it, Bitsy.
Yeah.
And they learn, so they'll imitate Bitsy. They get naked, and they rub their assholes on our carpets.
Yeah.
They'll rub their assholes on
your
my
leg.
Legs as a joke.
They're like, my ass is on your leg. Yeah, and you're like, thank
so
you.
Gross, dude. Yeah, he was so proud of himself.
Oh, he loved that.
Yeah, I laughed so fucking hard. And it just so happened that I was recording.
I know.
And I was like, oh,
the video,
dude, it's so funny.
It's epic. But there's pedophiles. So what about, you can't share it.
No, not even the audio?
No.
Yeah. No. It's pretty funny, though. Because you're like, oh, what's that? Oh, and you freak out. It's so great.
Yeah.
That was really funny.
Yeah.
I thought about it for days.
Yeah.
Good time.
Too bad there's so many creeps out there and we can't share a family moment like that.
No, right.
You fucking, you know.
Did you send that video to Brad?
Scumbags.
Yes, I'm a piece of shit.
You are.
Did you send the video to Brad?
Yeah, of course. We watched it together.
Yeah.
He's like, airdrop it. I was like, all right.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You're in the pit stop. So cool, dude.
Yeah.
Me
and Pitstop. Yeah.
You think he'll stay in our guest house?
I don't know. He's probably used to, like, you know, bigger accommodations.
Yeah.
But whatever, he'll come over for dinner.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's a big fan of yours. I thought maybe he'd like to stay at the house, you know?
Yeah. Believe me, I keep hearing that. Big fan of yours. Big, I know.
He's just all over you, huh?
Yeah.
Too much.
You know.
What are you going to do?
It's just how it is, man. I'm just one of those guys. You know what I am?
Different.
Yeah. Yeah. Becoming the fame champ now. Jeez, all your famous friends.
Becoming.
And...
done been.
Jeez. Attitude.
Let me talk to you for a second, man.
Let me talk to you for a second.
Yeah. Well, I think we should wrap this up.
Okay.
Because we have some things we got to do.
Yeah, stuff like that.
We will be back in a week with more. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. And don't forget, my book is on presale, tomsker.com/book. The Audible is now up, the Audible link. A lot of people asked about Audible, but you can order it anywhere. You can pre-order books. We've been doing the audiobook, and it's been a lot of fun. We've been recording it here at the studio. And I'm on tour, tomsker.com/tour.
I would like to do my dates too, yeah.
Do some dates.
Let's do those dates, Jeans. I'm so excited and amazed, ChristinaPOnline.com for my upcoming tour dates. Did you want to plug some dates before I do my
Well, I don't, I mean, I would just say go to my tour page. I have like
you're coming everywhere.
Hundreds of shows, and we're going to be announcing more. If you want the first come, first serve thing about the my tickets for the next leg that we're going to announce, sign up on the website for the mailing list, because we'll send them the link first, the pre-sale link first.
Nice.
Go ahead.
All right. February 25th and 26th, the Miami Improv. March 4th. March 4th and 5th. I'm going to be at the Tampa, Florida, and then I go to Charlotte, North Carolina. I do some local spots here in Austin.
It's hot today, so make sure you drink water.
April 13th, I'm at the Stateside at Paramount as part of the Moon Tower Comedy Festival here in Austin. May 3rd, one night only at the Regent Theater as part of the Netflix is a Joke Comedy Festival. And then I go to Minneapolis. May 6th and 7th at Acme Comedy Club. The Irvine Improv, May 20th and 21st.
I am your mother.
Oh, yeah. The Borgata in Atlantic City, New Jersey, the Wilbur, Boston, Cleveland, Ohio, and on it goes.
I thought that was the best.
There you go.
Yeah, ChristinaPOnline.com for tickets.
Yeah. All right. There you go.
Nice.
Thank you for watching and listening. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Yeah, I take cops' badges all the time doing it.
Well, we're changing it to job because you're taking it out of context there.
How do you get a job here? How do you get a job here?
What's up there, Chomo? Listen here. You get a job here, there, fuckface.
How do you
protocol is?
You
know what protocol is?
What's up there, Chomo? Listen here. You get a job here, there, fuckface.
You know what?
I can ask you anything I want. What is this place?
You know what?
Ta-ta there, retard.
How do you get a job here? How do you get a job here?
Oh, I'm doing a documentary. This is here.
I don't care.
Retired retard.
I'm a private person.
Retired retard.
You don't need to film me.
Retired double agent there, you fucking retard.
How do you get a job here? How do you get a job here?
What's up there, Chomo? Listen here. You get a job here, there, fuckface. Retired retard.
I'm a private person.
Retired retard.
You don't need to film me.
Retired double agent there, you fucking retard.
How do you get a job here? How do you get a job here?
You know what?
You're fired, okay? You didn't follow protocol. How do you get a job here?